Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
Who builds a pyramid with balls?
And Jameson.
So many balls.
We just watched episode 13 of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw way too much foot stuff. Johnny once again caused the house to turn on each other, and two fake best friends square off in an elimination. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Chris, is Johnny's strategy of going on the offensive working, and can it continue to work?
You know, I do think it's working so far for him. And it's fascinating to watch. I'm enjoying it immensely because, it's like old school challenge tactics that are coming into play. And I feel like watching him on the previous seasons that he's been on, like the more recent ones, he hasn't been this way. It feels like he's just kind of coasted through. And now he's like, I don't know what changed this season as to why he like seems to care. Maybe like his buttons got pushed or something, but he's just like really into it, and I love it. It's interesting, the second part of your question of like, can it continue? I think it can, because it feels like we're getting close to the final. Like TJ kind of teased it at the end of the episode last night. I think it can, and I think it's getting to a point where people are going to have to break this core thing, because obviously there's not a lot of people to put a target on at this point. So at some point you're throwing somebody under the bus, and I think there's going to be some jumping ship where like you're going to get to a point like Josh already realigned himself. I think someone like Tori may realign herself with Bananas, you know, just to make it to the final. And that he, you know, she's really the one he's got to look out for, because she's the one who's headed out for him. But I don't know if there's really, other than like putting him in because her alliance previously, was avoiding putting her alliance in there. It feels like we're at the point where it's just make it to the end at all costs. So I think it can, continue this.
Jameson?
Very long.
Yeah. I agree with that whole ramble on there. I really agree, Chris. I think, it's just good to see Johnny involved. It's good to see Johnny interacting, you know, causing up a ruckus, scheming. Like, it feels like the old Johnny. I mean, he's a little less like loud as he used to be, but I do think that, you know, he comes on this, it feels like in past couple seasons, he's come on the show just for a paycheck, just for notoriety and just to be seen. And now he's like involved. He's in the game. He's in the thick of it. And it's just good television. It's good for the show. It's good for the brand of the challenge. And so I think he can keep it up because he has this intimidation factor no matter what. No matter what he does, no matter who he pisses off, no matter what he, you know, goes at, everyone always has this, but it's Johnny Bananas. He's won the most. He's done the best. And so he can ride that no matter what. And so it kind of works to his advantage regardless of who's on the show with him. So I don't know. I'm just glad he's getting involved again. That's kind of how I'm summing it up.
Yeah, I think he can make this work if Rachel's Angels win some daily challenges, and then mm-hmm. he's safe every time, because he has a bunch of really strong women in his corner. It's not even worth being in an alliance with other guys at this point. It all matters who you have on the other side that's going to vote for you or not. So if they can string together some wins, I think he would have a clear path to the final, even if he's made a target every week, because, you know, they'll keep him out of it. So it's working, and it's been really entertaining, and it's just cool to see someone like that. Like, usually he comes in with a plan from the beginning and he sticks that plan, and he completely adapted, and it's just been like both entertaining and, like, I don't want to say inspiring, but it's been like cool to see the strategy change. And he's not one of those people in his interviews that says what his strategy is, but it's become clear and it's really working.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's interesting too is I feel like he's found himself in a position where not only he cares, but he's surrounded by a lot of players who don't have the experience, right? And he's put himself in this Rachel's Angels situation where, like, he's aligned himself with people who do have the experience, right? For the most part, where I'd say other than like Jordan and Corey, you know, those two, and Corey even is a maybe. It's like those two are the only others that I think aren't getting caught up in his game, where everyone else is. And the people he surrounded himself are the people that like wouldn't get caught up in his game either. You know what I mean? Which is like really smart on his part. He doesn't have enemies who can just like take his thing. And it's showing just like the level of experience, I think, on the show.
Yeah. And when he finally did let a guy in, it's Josh. So it's like, all right.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants with that. You know, he's in charge of that.
Oh, yeah, Johnny, like, we're best friends, so, like, I'm definitely going to be safe.
He'll throw you under the bus in a second, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm really close with Johnny Bananas.
And it's just sad to watch somebody that is just so desperate.
Oblivious.
He liked, yeah, and the minute someone even glances in his direction, he's like, all right, I guess we're best friends. We're like brothers. Yeah.
He's really good friends with my trainer.
I go to his gym and pay for it, and so he gets money from me, but it's in a friendship way, you know?
He invited me.
All right, Jameson, this footsie situation, let's break this down. Who's at fault here? Who did it help? Who did it hurt?
Well, it hurt the audience. I mean, it hurt us. I think at the end of the day, like, I just don't want to see it. And I, you know, I don't know. You know, it's funny. I go in, I do all these juicy deeds. I try to find all these things. And every week I find, wow, they didn't show this clip when this happened. They didn't show this fight, this thing. It's like, hey, show me something from a previous week. I don't know. Do a flashback. I don't need to see some foot stuff. Like, you know, I just don't understand why they even had that as a segment, had that as a thing. I you know, not to get into the deeds, but you know, Johnny Bananas does like foot stuff. He mentioned it. He talked about it a little bit. He said in private, I like a good foot massage. And, you know, so that's great. But I don't know. I just don't want to see feet. I mean, the only feet I want to see are hobbit feet because those are funny. You know, that's about it. Chris?
I'm curious just to ask you, following up on what you were just saying there. You said Johnny liked foot stuff. Is that like he likes foot massages or like he likes foot stuff?
He did. In his podcast that I listened to on my walk last night, he didn't go into detail. He said, I like foot stuff sometimes, you know, and he said foot massage. So I think he's leaning towards that, but who knows? He might suck on a big toe. I don't know.
Right. I think, you know, the odds are foot stuff is broad enough that it could be all sorts of things, you know?
Because I'm like, foot massage, I wouldn't mind.
Sure, maybe.
It probably feels great. But like when you say foot stuff, yeah, all of a sudden it's like the extracurriculars with feet.
Yeah.
Which in the context of the show last night, I didn't mind it. You know, it wasn't a big deal to me. I think, you know, you needed it to set up the whole thing that happened on the bus. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like,
yeah,
I was really happy that they showed this drama on the bus. Like as soon as they showed something on the bus, I was like, ooh, interesting, right? Because now we're not in the house, we're somewhere else. And I like that it showed, I feel like it really showed that Michelle was cracking, you know, and Olivia as well. And I enjoyed that we had that glimpse where, you know, you used to see in old seasons, there's the ride on the van, right? When they're all packed in those vans and like drama happens there. And it spills over into the house. And it was nice to see it that these people are living the game and they're not just on when the cameras are on, per se. So I enjoyed that.
The moment that they showed the bus, we weren't even inside it yet. My wife was like, are we going to get a bus fight? Because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And those always feel, to your point, truest because I think that a lot of the fights in the house, I wouldn't be surprised if they go over to a cameraman. They're like, hey, I'm about to go confront so-and-so about this bullshit. And it's basically like, all right, you stand there, you stand there. The lighting's good, you know, and this is just like, you could tell because they didn't have a good shot at the of the playing footsie. So it was tough to tell what was going on. So they sort of had to piece together. Even Michelle saying that, they just had the audio first. It felt like the most genuine, dumb fight that we've had on this show in a long time.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that's what I, again, yeah, you saw the bus, you heard Michelle talking, and immediately it just felt, okay, cool, something good's going to happen here. And I was excited. I love that.
And it ended with Aviv handling something like an adult, which you don't see much on this, confronting them.
Yeah.
I would have been
more
fired up.
She does seem like an adult.
I would have been like, hey, you might be putting my marriage and family at risk by bringing this up. Like, could you not? But she was like, you know, very level-headed about it. Now, the question is, were they playing footsie or was it just a moment that the camera grabbed, Jameson?
I mean, you know, I think a little innocent footsie sometimes
innocent.
Is okay. Maybe it could be, you know, I think they were. That's my guess.
Yeah,
I think so too. I think it was innocent. Yeah. They were like, everybody's laying out in a row, their feet are out.
The aisle.
Like they probably just, you know, whatever. They probably, and knowing Bananas, he seems like such a playful person and that personality. So I feel like he probably just kind of like, you know, messed with Aviv more so.
I would do it with you two on a bus, a little footsie.
Yeah.
You know, just playful.
Nothing weird. No stuff.
Nothing. No stuff. Just no, don't go into stuff land, you know?
Yeah.
Let's do Killed It or Send It Home, Chris Warren.
So tonight, Corey had a little talk to camera. Maybe I'm taking a lot more out of this than I thought, but he said, I quote, "Time to prove to my girl Taylor that I can bring home that championship crown." And to me, I don't want to say what I feel it is yet, but I kind of read into it. They showed a picture of his wife, three kids. Do you think Corey is getting pressure from his girl Taylor, that it's either he needs to win or it's over with the challenge for him? Is she setting down the ultimatum at his home or in his home that he's got to bring home the money this time or it's over? You got to be parenting here with my three kids. Killed it or send it home. The ultimatum's on the table.
I'm going to send home the fact that it's an ultimatum just because I imagine this is where most of his income comes from still. I mean, he's going up on... what's the teen pregnancy show as well? Like, I think Corey is open for business as long as that business is reality TV. So he always compares, he always talks about wanting to win for his family and his kids. I think this is no different where it's the same imaginary, you know, thing that's pushing him to win. And he's not going to. But I don't think that there's like any added pressure from his wife at this point, who is also a reality star. So I feel like, you know, it's business as usual for Corey.
Yeah, I'm going to send it home too. I mean, she's from that world as well. Before she had kids, like, she knows it. She was in like, you know, obviously that show you talked about, Danny, but then there was like another reality show that she was on. So I you know, I follow Corey pretty intently, and it seems like, you know, that's their world. You know, that's how they make money. And I think she's probably just like, probably not, you know, super thrilled about it, but, you know, understands that he's got to go on the challenge to make some money. And, you know, we know with these vets, every week that they're on there, they get paid, you know, a good, decent amount. So hopefully by the end, he does win the crown. It is kind of embarrassing how long he's been on it and he hasn't won yet. That's what I'll say. So I think for his pride, he needs it even more.
Well, I'm going to kill it. I don't think it's an ultimatum per se, but I do think there probably have been conversations. I'm just seeing the picture of her with three kids, and guys, as a parent of just one kid.
Yeah.
When your spouse goes away for any period of time, it is very difficult. And I can just imagine having three kids. I'm sure she wants, you know, he needs to have that reality TV lifestyle. That's how he makes money. But I just feel like maybe she's like, maybe do something a little bit closer to home, something that doesn't take you away for a month and a half or however long it is to film this thing in Vietnam. Unless she's got a lot of support at home with like parents nearby or something. It just, to me, it read like, I felt like I read between the lines maybe too much, but just the way he delivered it. And I saw that picture, I was like, feels like they've had a conversation about this before. So I'm going to kill it. I feel like there's something on the line here for Corey, a little extra this time.
I mean, you're a father. You would have these instincts better than we do. And it always boggles my mind when any parent is on this, just
Yeah.
knowing, my sister when she's trying to go away for a weekend, like it's like moving mountains or something to try and figure out, so like to get up and go for a month to Vietnam is
I
insane.
mean, I was just gonna say, I was home last weekend by myself with my son and my two dogs, and it's just so much. It's exhausting. I didn't accomplish anything other than keeping my son alive. When he took his nap, thank God he took a nap. I took a nap too. Like I just laid down and didn't move. Maybe I let the dogs outside, but I can only imagine with three kids, one's enough. Two's probably, obviously tough. Three is just insane. So, ooh, it's got to be hard. It's got to be hard.
Jameson, what do you got?
Well, I was gonna do like a foot fetish thing, but we kind of talked about it, our foot stuff. We kind of already know where that's headed for both of you already. Well, I don't know. Chris likes the foot massage, so maybe he's into it. But I'm gonna talk about Michelle. Michelle's voice is something that I don't know what it is. I can't get past it. And I'm not gonna talk about her voice because we can't help that. Our voice is our voice, but Hildur sent it home. Can Michelle win this? I was so hoping she was going to go home tonight. I just want her to go home. She reminds me of Nani, guys. That's Nani level of annoyance for her, for me. What do you guys think? Can she actually pull this off?
Send it home. Send her home. She is a layup. She's showing that she's a layup. She's finished last,
She's
and I think
squeaking by.
in three straight dailies. She's a well-connected layup. I'll say that. Like she has a team around her. That team's dropping, and that's the only card that she has to play. She's won a couple eliminations now, yes, but she's won them against, I would say, other layups. Like, she might be good at puzzles, but like. She just has no place in a final, I don't think. And no, definitely can't win this. So I would say no. And I agree with you. That's a huge insult to Nani. I think Michelle is among the most annoying people we've ever had on the show. I think if we redid that March Madness thing with the most
Yeah.
annoying people ever, I'd like to see how she fares. I mean, Josh won last time, but let's throw her
She
back in
is,
there
man.
with
She has a
our
mess.
Maria and Paulie and Josh, like time we did that again. And I wouldn't be shocked if I mean, for me, it might be recency bias, but she's so annoying.
I'm gonna send it home. I don't think she's gonna win either. She does well in eliminations. I will say that,
Yeah.
especially eliminations with puzzle kind of things, as we saw last night. But this was her third elimination win on the season, I think, right? They talked about she was going for three this
Yep.
season. Last season she also did really well, even though I know, I mean, I guess, yeah, that was against vets. She still won at least one elimination against Cara Maria, if not a couple others. But I feel like that kind of chalks up to she's from Survivor. I think she won a season of Survivor. And eliminations by nature, I feel like feed into that game a little bit more. It feels a little more Survivor-ish, which might be why she's really good at those. But the final in the challenge feels like a much different game than what you would encounter on Survivor. And I think that's where the problem is going to be. We've seen her performances in the dailies not really be too inspiring so far this season. So even if she makes it to the final, I don't think she's going to win just for that reason. I don't think she's going to be able to bring it in that kind of grueling, test of endurance or whatever.
No. Doesn't have it.
No. Yeah, I mean, I obviously agree too. I just am getting a little nervous because she just keeps fucking slithering by and finding ways to stay alive. And when I thought weeks ago she would be gone by now, I wouldn't have to hear her testimonials, which are just the worst. And I, but I just don't know. I mean, look, I'm going to send it home, but I could see her making it to the finale, like her somehow being in the finale, running against Rachel. I don't think she can beat Rachel, but crazier things have happened. So who knows? It would be a real, real shocker. But man, I didn't think Olivia would beat her, but I just thought maybe, just maybe this was going to be it, the end. And it wasn't. And so I was surprised and sad.
I thought so too. And the one thing that brings me comfort, Jameson, as a fellow Michelle hater, is she got it. She got to the first day of the final with Jay last time. Remember that alliance that was, and then they sucked. And it was like, oh, right. These people are horrible at this. Like, they need this alliance to keep them on this long. And I don't think they're cut out for a final. She came in dead last, dead last in that mini final. So I think that just goes to show you.
Yep.
So you two both alluded that this was, you know, innocent footsie playing. All three of
us. You do the foot stuff.
All three of us are happily married men. Let's just say your wives go on the challenge. You're sitting there watching her back with them. And there they are playing footsie with a certain Johnny Bananas. Killed it if you're like, oh, that's innocent. Good for you. Or send it home if there's going to be, you know, at least a discussion after the episode.
Well,
go, Chris.
Is Aviv married?
I think she's married with kids.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too.
I wasn't aware of that. I would say there probably is a discussion. I don't think there is anything happening there. I wouldn't be too concerned, but there would be a discussion of like, what's going on? But I, you know, watching the season, it wouldn't even be a, you know, just if Aviv was my wife, just watching the season, I wouldn't be too concerned. I would want to know the story of what was happening though, because it was, I know
she got what happened when the cameras were off.
Right. And well, and let me ask you this. Would you expect a call before she comes home? Like, hey, yeah. Oh, you don't. No big deal.
I don't think so. Like, because, you know, I don't think what we witnessed was to a degree. I mean, like we said, what we saw on the bus, what went down on the bus just seemed like it could have just been catching a moment, you know, just a moment of nothing. Sure. So I don't know. I don't really think there was anything meant by it. Yeah, I don't know. I want to say I'd be fine with it. It was what I witnessed.
Jameson.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same camp as Chris. I would bring it up. I would bring it up. I would say, hey, you know, what was that about? You know, hey, like, you know, that didn't make me feel good. You know, I got my buddies texting me that Bananas is playing footsie with your wife, you know.
And he's into foot stuff. So.
And he's into foot stuff. So what's going on there? No, I think it would be the lightest of discussions. It could escalate. It could. It might get into a place. I mean, she's from Jersey. I mean, who knows? We might get into a situation where it escalates. But I think it would be light, and it would be funny, and then I would inside my brain, you know, think things and be like, "Oh God!" But then I would be fine.
What do you mean by she's from Jersey, Jameson?
Exactly. Yeah,
they're very passionate women from Jersey. Oh, very
okay.
What about the men, like Chris?
Their fuse is very short. I feel.
Yeah. All right.
Chris is a little, you know. Chris is from Jersey, you know, he's a little, you know, taken back by that.
Just want to know what you think about us over here.
I think it's got to be a conversation at least, you know. I mean, it was a very quick shot, so it could be misinterpreted. But I thought that her reaction immediately afterwards was a bit of like a, ah, shit, this is going to be a thing for me personally. And not the game, like... So that would have been like, hey, take me through what happened here. Just what happened with the footsie stuff. And the fact that it's Johnny Bananas, like, wouldn't feel great.
No, yeah.
I do have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Would you, just on this topic, would you rather, because she, you know, I think Aviv said like, oh, everybody's like giving everybody like massages or whatever. And I understand that. Also kind of weird, but regardless, would you rather have seen your wife give somebody, it doesn't have to be bananas, a foot rub over playing footsie?
Somehow no. I think a foot rub is...
it's more sensual.
Is it? I'm disgusted by feet, but I feel like footsie is oddly more like intimate. I don't know.
I think it's a time length thing. If the footsie is is a good amount of time, weird, don't get me wrong, very weird. But if it's a good amount of time, that feels a little bit more over the line. But I think overall, like a foot massage can get, I don't know, very sensual. Like it can get into a place where you're like, I don't know. Like you're really rubbing. You're rubbing into the skin. The pores are connecting.
I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking like foot massage. If you're into foot stuff, then that's sensual. However, there's something about footsie that just feels like more flirty to me. You know, and more like on purpose. Where we're, if somebody was to ask for a foot massage, maybe, you know, it's just a foot massage, right? Like I go to a masseuse, I get a massage. The masseuse does not play footsie with me.
Amen. Anytime I get a massage, the one thing I instruct them is do not touch my feet. And I've had with people who don't speak English in other countries, and they're like alarmed by it. I'm like, don't, I'm not putting you through that, and I don't want mine touched. Just stay away from those.
Time to get juicy.
With Jameson's Juicy Deets.
It's deet time. It's deet time. All right. I got a few little deets today for you guys. You know, again, every week it's just, you know, it's not my favorite deet, but it's happening in the challenge culture, the CC. Laurel and Norris, they are just going at it online every day. It's a comment here. It's a comment there. He wanted me first, Norris. Take that. I don't know if that's a great comeback, Laurel. Like, okay, cool. We all dated people before we dated the person we married or are with. So it's not really he wanted me first because he didn't know you yet. Cool. Got me. So that's just happening every day. Just wanted to share that with you guys. Any thoughts?
I mean, I just can't, what could they possibly be fighting about that has any relevance? Like, at this point, you know, it's the Laurel thing wasn't an actual relationship. It sounds like the Norris and Horacio thing is. What else is there to sort out?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. No, no further. Who cares?
Who cares?
Here's my
also this week, maybe it was because of the foot stuff. I don't know what's going on, but Johnny is just getting kind of dragged through the mud a little bit online. His former girlfriend came out and said that he is a misogynist. He was verbally abusive throughout their relationship, and he's kind of on the defense trail here, trying to say that he wasn't like that. It's all over the Reddits of the internet, and Johnny is really getting called out by his ex girlfriend about how he's a total dick as a boyfriend.
Did you say misogynist or misogynist?
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Hey, he's available for hire, folks. He is ready to go. He has it all locked and loaded.
I mean, look, Johnny Bananas is a great TV character. Do I think he's a good guy? No. I think he's well into his 40s now. He's never had like a real serious relationship. Last night, he explained this thing his dad told him, where he's like, you can only control people how much you can make them go out of control. Sounds a lot like manipulation to me. Like, it's fine for a game show, but in life, you shouldn't be doing that to people. I met him once for like 10 minutes. He was nice enough to me during those 10 minutes, but I wasn't dating him. We played a little footsie, but no foot stuff. And that was it. So no part of me thinks that Bananas is a good guy.
No, I wouldn't be shocked if some of these claims are true. Guys, this week, some, you know, person who definitely has a lot of time on their hands put together a bracket of how many purges every cast member on the challenge has survived and who has the most survival, the biggest survival rate. Guess who is number one, two, and three? Would you like to take a guess at maybe one, and then I'll tell you the rest?
Wait, so these are people that survived the purge on the show?
Yes, the most times.
I feel like this is also sort of a newer thing as the casts have grown. So I'm going to guess somebody like Devin, Tori.
Interesting. Interesting pick, Chris.
Maybe CT.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say CT. I have no
it's
idea.
Actually Kara is number one. She's survived 11 purges.
Whoa. I guess she has done a ton of seasons too.
Yeah. Zach is number two. He's survived 9 purges. Haven't seen him in a while. Speaking of misogynist. and number three is Johnny, which is a surprise. He survived 7 purges. I did, to your point, Danny, I didn't realize how long they've been around. Apparently, they have actually been around for a long time. They skip a few seasons and don't do one. But thought that was an interesting beat to share. And last but not least, more bananas news. He went off on Laurel this week, said that she shouldn't come back. She shouldn't show her face on the challenge again after. So I guess it's maybe true. After her quitting last week, said it was very embarrassing. And there was more footage that we didn't see of her complaining about the actual challenge that they did, the daily, and how it wasn't good for their health and how they could have died, and like she went off and on and on and on, and that she ruined Emily's chances this season. So Johnny going off on Laurel on his podcast.
Well, I mean, we all said it was not a good way to end. So
yeah,
it was worse than what we saw.
Okay, that's it. Let's move on.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
There was, you know, I had a couple people I wanted to shout out today, but I'm going to just see what you guys say. I'm going to give it to Bananas. He's a pro. It's showing. He's got the experience. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say. I mean, he was one of the main figures in this episode. Every time he talks, I'm laughing. I'm having a good time. I'm just enjoying it. So, Bananas, my MVP.
Jameson.
Good pick. I could have gone with him. I could have gone with a lot of people, like you said, Chris. Something that brought me joy in this episode, I maybe it was because this past week was a little cray-cray, was TJ just laughing his ass off during the ball challenge. He was having a great time. I'm going to give it to TJ's laugh. I just loved it. When he laughed, it's so pure. It's so authentic. And it was the MVP of the episode for me. I laughed with him and really enjoyed it. So, TJ, you're getting my MVP this week.
Mine is also Johnny. I feel like he's just entertained us all season. This is one of his best seasons ever. Loser of the episode, Chris.
It's Michelle. She's annoying. I think she's also just trying to play Bananas' game back at him, which is just the most rookie kind of move you can do. I mean, he is the pinnacle of the social kind of strategy game in the challenge. So, yeah, I don't even go there. And she's not looking good doing it. So, yeah. It's Michelle.
Michelle all the way. Get her out of here. Who's that?
Get her out of here. It's Michelle, too. She stinks. I can't stand her. Get her out of here. Until next week. That's it from the Tribe.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a liar.
You guys killed it. Hey, we did it.
We did it. Wow. That was a quick finish at the end there. That was
maybe
fun.
Maybe someday we'll spend the money on a Zoom call. It's an hour. But for now, we raced under 40 minutes. Let you peek behind the curtain.
That's so funny, man. I didn't know if we were going to make it.